Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Sammy, I didn't want to say this in front of the others, but you know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love?
Beer, Norm?
Yeah, have a quick one. You know, Sammy, I love that stool. If there's a heaven, I don't want to go there unless my stool is waiting for me. And I'll tell you what, even God better not be on it.
You wouldn't dare.
I don't think it matters what you love, Sammy. Could be a person, could be a thing. As long as you love it totally, completely, without judgment.
You know what I think? I think you ought to go home and wake up Vera with a big kiss and then do what comes naturally.
Wake her up so she can watch me eat a bucket of buffalo wings?
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Well, I'm off.
George Went passed away yesterday. Couple quick things in there about Cheers. You guys might all be too young for Cheers to a degree. When you're listening to that, you know that's Norm from Cheers. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else hear Kyle Brandt?
No.
Okay. If you want to play his voice again, I hear Kyle Brandt in his voice. And then I check real quick. George Went is from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Brandt is from
Chicago.
Chicago.
And by the way, I did definitely know he was from Chicago.
Yeah. So he does the Bears thing.
The Bears.
But yeah. I just hear Kyle Brandt's voice in there.
Sammy, I didn't want to say this in front of the others, but you know what I think the most important thing in life is?
Anyway, I just think that's Kyle Brandt to a degree. A little dialect.
I hear it right there.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I never thought of that until right now. So George Went, I learned a couple things about George Went yesterday. I didn't know Jason Sudeikis is his nephew.
I didn't know that either.
How about that?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. And then this one is really interesting. So we already had our stat of the day. Here's another stat of the day. On May 20th, by the way, the Cheers finale would have been yesterday. The anniversary of the Cheers finale is yesterday.
Oh, wow.
May 20th, 1993.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
I remember the Cheers finale. The whole thing makes me think I should rewatch Cheers as a show. Just do it start to finish, rewatch it. Because when that show is on, it's, you know, late 80s, early 90s. I'm not of an age where I can totally appreciate the humor of adults talking at a bar. I probably thought it was kind of cool and liked it to a degree. I remember the finale. The finale was, you know, everybody's walking out saying goodbye and they close the door and somebody walks down the stairs and Sam yells through the door, like, we're closed. And the guy walks away. You never know who that is. It's like trying to come in the bar. Anyway, on May 20th, 1993, I did not know this. And here's a newspaper clipping. People went to the Sky Dome in Toronto to watch the finale.
Wow.
On the world's largest jumbotron at the time. In an attempt to set the world record, 33,000 people watched the Cheers finale
together
at the Sky Dome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And when they saw Norm on the TV, the stadium yelled, Norm, for George Went's appearance. Pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yeah, Cheers would have been a show sort of like Seinfeld for me that was on TV a lot, that would have been on my TV, but me not really fully understand even really what I was watching. I just, you know, not necessarily similar humor, but like you said, like adults at the bar. I thought it was cool, and I can't tell you that I really remember a lot of episodes, but I remember sort of like that's when I started liking Ted Danson.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I agree with you. It's maybe one of those, maybe I'll...
No one ever talks about that rewatch, right? Rewatches are always...
The Office.
Sopranos or... Yeah, maybe. I think about Sopranos, Breaking Bad. People watch dramas a second, third, fourth time. Is Cheers in syndication anywhere? I mean, is syndication
probably
even...
Like,
is syndication even a thing anymore because everything is just streamed? You could just probably go... Is the full Cheers library somewhere?
I'm sure like Hulu.
Hulu.
They've got every
and
old
Paramount
show.
Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Norm, though. But, and it was funny because yesterday I was talking about this, and I'm like, what did he put? Like, obviously Cheers, but I'm like, he did another role that I think of him for that wasn't Cheers, and I couldn't remember it. And then it came to me. I was like, it's the Bears. Like, it was the SNL skit with him, Chris Farley. Who would have been the other two in that?
Mike Myers.
Yes, Mike
John
Myers.
John Goodman, I think, or no?
The fourth guy is a lesser name.
Yes.
Da Bears guys.
Da Bears guys.
Bill Swirsky's Superfans
yes.
is the name of it.
Yep.
It was Robert Schmeigel. He's the other guy that, okay. like, maybe you don't. And Joe Mantegna. Mantegna? Mantegna? I don't know who that is.
Really, to me, that's like his iconic role for me.
Norm?
Yes.
So it's that more than it's...
Than Cheers. But I'm...
He wasn't he more of a... He was a cameo on the Bears. He wasn't there every week.
He wasn't there every week?
No, the Superfans... Yeah, Bill Swirsky's Superfans. It was... They would have guests. Yeah, I guess Bob Swirsky, he was Bill's brother in this show.
Yes.
All the stuff about the Ditkas and the mini Ditkas.
Yes, the mini Ditkas, the Polish sausage yeah. with Chris Farley, you know, going into cardiac arrest.
Always funny.
Yes.
Always funny. Yeah. Back in the day when we would rush home to watch
to
television
watch a show.
Live on TV.
Yep.
Yeah. 803-0550.
Does not happen anymore.
What else is Norm in? George Wendt. Cheers, the Bears, the Swirsky Superfans, and is he in a movie? Is he somewhere?
Yeah, he's definitely in movies.
Somewhere. Right? Somewhere in a movie. He showed up in House. He showed up in, a Chevy Chase movie with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Fletch, he was in Fletch.
Okay, Jay in Hamilton. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, yeah, it's funny, the George Wendt thing, when I found out that he was Sudeikis' uncle, that was freaky. And then him to pass, I think it was actually passed yesterday, on the final episode of that Cheers episode. It's just very fitting for an incredible character. It's funny, the Cheers episode, when you mentioned that, Jeremy, I had to look it up real quick on my phone, and the CBC did a piece on this. And I remember at the time it was happening, I couldn't go because I broke my leg and I couldn't really get around. So I ended up watching it with an ex-girlfriend at the time at home watching it. But watching that CBC episode, seeing all the people together and the diversity of the crowd, right? Every walk of life was there to take in a show that I think, Cheers, was the predominant a formulaic kind of show that set the standard for the other shows. If you think about shows going forward, I love that we're talking about this on a sports radio show. It's why I love you guys.
Thanks.
The fact that you look at big shows like Seinfeld and stuff, where did Seinfeld usually take place? In the apartment or at the diner?
Yeah.
And Cheers was about that one singular place, right?
Yep.
And the way that thing came together and the way the characters developed, what made that show incredible was writing. And that's one of the things that I think we miss in some of the shows nowadays. So Cheers just provided for me as a young 19-year-old, 20-year-old growing up watching that show to give us such an attachment to something that we will not see. You're not going to see 80 million people watching a show coming together like that. And I'm proud to be a part of that and to see a guy like George Wendt have that kind of and embrace that character, which some people don't. I think it's incredible, and it's a sad loss. But there's just so much to that show that gave everything that we have now, and it fills my heart, and I'm saddened for his family. But it's incredible. Keep talking, guys.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks very much. Yeah, the term sometimes you'll hear for this is monoculture, where, finger quotes, everybody's watching a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Seinfeld and Friends maybe and Game of Thrones and Sopranos. And, you know, some shows kind of get to that space of now that we have stream everything and you can binge everything, right? Instead of, hey, are you going to watch tonight's episode of this? The question you'll ask is, hey, have you guys watched, because I finished the whole series.
Yep.
Have you watched the miniseries on Karen Reed
mm-hmm.
that's on? And then pick your, there's a million different streaming things. I learn about a new show every day.
Yep.
I learned about a new show this week. My wife is watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Ah.
Didn't know about that.
Sure.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
It's actually like The Bear is going to come out. Season 4 is going to come out June 25th. And I'm going to watch every episode in 3 days.
Right. That's so different.
It is so different.
Than a serial show.
Yep.
That's what Game of Thrones, that's what the traditional HBO style gives you is like every week here's the next episode and Game of Thrones was that and Sopranos was that. I'm probably forgetting a bunch of other ones that are like this.
Like for me it's like Prison Break and 24. Those 24 are network is a television.
Right. 24 is a good one that had a little window in there. There's a show mentioned here I want to bring up that had a little run like this as well. But the whole idea is everybody was going to watch. The Cheers finale is tonight. And then afterwards, it's everyone talking about what it meant. And the Seinfeld finale where, you know, everybody comes back. They're in the courtroom
yep.
in that small little town. Like, well, what'd you think? How'd you like it? Did it do justice to this show? Because they decide how to end things.
Yeah.
Lost was a monoculture show.
Yes.
Lost was
yes,
everybody.
Yes, it was.
At the start, Survivor was this.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor was, I used to listen to this station in the morning, and they would do post game shows about the episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you think last night? Why'd they get voted out? Well, the alliances. Like, it was such a moment.
The other point the caller made, too, about it being like the traditional sitcom where it's live studio audience, basically, there's one setting.
Yeah.
Like, The Office is like that, right? Where it's just this unique one setting. There are very few shows like that anymore.
That just stay in one place, yeah.
That you can come up with enough creative plots to just have one.
Yeah. And one thing I think that you would say would be similar from The Office and Cheers, and Seinfeld did this as well. They introduce you to, like, what? Four really core characters,
mm-hmm.
and then there are other characters you're going to meet along the way.
Yep.
And for Cheers, that was, you know, it's Sam and Carla and Norm and Cliff and Woody, and then Frasier, of course, and Lilith, and, like, the people that come in and, you know.
Frasier, wow.
Right, yeah. Frasier was Cheers. I got a tweet here from Michael. Rewatching Cheers is a must. I did it years ago, locked in my room for 10 days with COVID. Appreciate it more now than in my younger days. It's on Hulu. Yeah, a Cheers rewatch might be the kind of thing that I just, or I might find it, you know, am I going to be bored by it now? I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, shout out Cheers, I guess. Now what's the monoculture moment now? What is it now? It's the NFL. That really
it is the NFL.
The NFL has become the everybody watches this thing. Throughout, watch the season, you see this week. It's broken down a million different ways. Today there'll be, you know, nonstop coverage of tush push and seed changes, and, you know, we're a part of that. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.